Masechtas Brachas, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Hay. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilis. We mentioned the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the leaving of Mitzrayim that we were taken out. Baleilis, we mentioned it every nighttime in the third paragraph in Kriya Shema. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hareini ki ben shivim shana, behold, I'm like a 70-year-old man. Vele zechisi shati amar Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilis. I was not zeicha, I did not merit to convince the Chachamim of this obligation to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every nighttime, at nighttime. Ad Shadarsha ben Zema, until ben Zema brought a drasha from a pasuk. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Laman tizkar es yayim tzisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha, in order that you remember the day that you were taken out of Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecha, all the days of your life. So ben Zema darshans the pasuk, yimei chayecha, the days of your life is hayamim, that's referring to the days that we have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kol yimei chayecha, all the days of your life, kol, all is coming to add halelis, that the night times as well, there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation to mention and remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Chachamim disagreed. Yimei chayecha ha'olam hazeh, the pasuk Yimei chayecha is referring to ha'olam hazeh, in this world, before the times of Mashiach, that we have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim during the daytimes. Kol yimei chayecha lahavi l'maisa Mashiach. Kol, all the days of your life, is coming to include that even in the times of Mashiach, after Mashiach comes, that the main focus will be on the Gula of Mashiach, the Gula Asida, the final redemption. But even still, we will still mention Yitzias Mitzrayim during the daytimes, even in the days of Mashiach, and that's a different interpretation of the pasuk. However, through this drasha ben Zema, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was able to convince the Chachamim that we are required to say Kriya Shema, to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema even during the nighttime. That's the end of Parak Aleph. Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Hayakar b'Torah, someone who was reading in the Torah, v'yagiyaz mana mikra, and it became time to recite Kriya Shema, and he happened to be in the Torah reading the portions of the paragraphs of Kriya Shema. Imkivin liba yatsa. If he had in mind that he was reading the parshas of Shema for the mitzvah of saying Shema, then yatsa, he was yatsi, fulfilled his obligation of saying Kriya Shema at that time. Vimlav. But if he did not have in mind that he was reading for the obligation of Kriya Shema, just for the learning of Torah, then lo yatsa, he did not fulfill his obligation of saying Kriya Shema at that time. The Mishnah continues with the halachas about interrupting in the middle of Kriya Shema. Vaprakim, if someone is between the paragraphs of Kriya Shema, Shail Mepnei HaKavod, he can greet a person Mepnei HaKavod because of Kavod honor, someone that he's obligated to honor, such as a teacher, parent. If he's obligated to honor them, he may be Shail, he can greet them in between paragraphs in Kriya Shema. Umeshiv, and he can respond to their greeting of someone that he must honor at that time, in between paragraphs in Kriya Shema. Ube'emtza, but if he's in the middle of a paragraph, so then it's more chamer. Shayom mepnei ha'yira, he can only greet someone mepnei ha'yira because he fears for his life, someone that can possibly harm him, kill him, and he has a fear for him, then he can, in the middle of a paragraph, interrupt to greet such a person. Umeshiv, and he can respond to a greeting of such a person because of this fear. Divrei Reb Meir, this is the opinion of Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda partially disagrees, and he says, Be'emtza, in middle of a paragraph, Shail Mepnei Hayira, he can greet because of fear for someone that he fears for his life from, like Rabbi Meir holds. Umeshiv Mepnei HaKavod, but when he's responding, then it's more lenient. He can respond not only to someone he fears from, but he can respond also in middle of a paragraph to someone that he has a chiyuv to honor, a chiyuv of Kavod. And Baprakim, in between paragraphs, Shail Mepnei HaKavod, he can greet a person Mepnei HaKavod, which is like the opinion of Rabbi Meir, but Umeshiv, he could respond, Meshiv Shalom L'chol Adam, he could respond, Shalom a greeting, L'chol Adam, to any person. And so Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient when it comes to being Meshiv, that he doesn't require the same level of a necessity to be Meshiv to respond a greeting.